One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men TV Bite Size. It's Wednesday the 9th of August 2023. We are right in the midst of the transfer window and it feels very much like we are in the eye of the storm, doesn't it? It's all calm, nothing seems to be happening, but there is a lot of talk, a whirlwind of talk swooping around us each and every minute of every single day because we think that Liverpool will be signing Romeo Lavia and hopefully one or two others over the course of the next week or so. I've got the news for you today. I'm Chris Pajak. We're going to talk Romeo. We're going to talk Alex. We're going to talk Andre. We're going to talk Jordan. We're going to talk Calvin. We're going to talk Virgil. And we're going to talk Jamie today. And I've kept that cryptic on purpose. So let's go with Romeo first of all. Dearie me. It's not the news that we wanted. Obviously, yesterday on Tuesday, it was kind of being spoken about on X/Twitter that we would probably have some kind of a fee agreed with Southampton. That didn't come to fruition because Southampton, as Liverpool are finding out, are tough negotiators. And I think the reason that Liverpool are finding out that Southampton are tough negotiators is because Southampton hate Liverpool Football Club's guts. After the way that we dealt with the Virgil van Dijk transfer all those years ago. I think one of the other things that, you know, it's kind of annoyed me over the course of the summer so far is that, like, and I spoke about this on the Originals podcast on Tuesday, like, we're not in a great bargaining position, are we, when it comes to midfielders in the six position or the DM position, however you want to say it, because we don't have any. And if you don't have a midfielder, it's very, very tough to be in a great position when you are trying to buy a midfielder. So, for example, Southampton won 50 million, Liverpool offer 30. Liverpool then sell Jordan Henderson, then sell Fabinho. Liverpool now have no DMs. Southampton won 50 million, Liverpool offer 35, Liverpool offer 40, Liverpool offer 45, Liverpool offer 45 plus 25p, Liverpool offer 45 million plus 26p, 27p, etc., etc. Southampton staunch in their opinion that they just want £50 million. And if you were playing poker, at some point when you are on the bluff and someone comes over the top of you with a big raise, you've got to pull out of that bluff. Liverpool don't have any leverage in this situation, do they? Liverpool don't have a midfielder. Southampton know that the midfielder that Liverpool want is playing for them and Southampton want £50 million. This is why it's annoying. I understand that you've got to try and keep the price down as low as you can possibly get, but there is a tipping point during the course of pre-season where when you don't have any defensive midfielders, you need a defensive midfielder in, and that £5 million might be better being spent on the midfielder that you actually want earlier on in the transfer window, such that you can have him for 3 or even 4 weeks of pre-season heading into the first game of the season. But we're not there. We are Wednesday the 9th of August. We have got a game against Chelsea on Sunday in the season opener. Now, thankfully, they don't have a DM either. So it could be two teams that are very open. It could be two teams that use their attackers to try and win the game. Duh, obviously, Chris. And right now, because of Nkunku's injury, Liverpool probably have the better strikers anyway, and did before the injury, and have them in probably better form. So it could be that although we're going into this season undercooked and without a recognised DM in our squad, that Liverpool are actually in a better position than Chelsea right now. But that is where we are at. The news that I wanted to talk about, funnily enough, was Romeo Lavia. So let's get into it. His manager, Russell Martin of Southampton spoke and he said, we have a big group, but only so many players that can help us. There needs to be movement for sure. Jason has been very honest about it and he feels exactly the same way, and so do the ownership group. But also there needs to be movement that suits us as a club. I don't envisage anything changing between now and the weekend, but it's football, right? So anything can happen. We'll be prepared for everything and anything. The guys we left behind today isn't out of lack of respect for the competition or anything like that. It's about we need to see everyone out on the pitch at some point because we might need people. Some people we think might go might end up staying, and some people we think might are going to stay might end up going. It's so fluid. So I think the big thing that he sort of said there is he doesn't see that anybody will be leaving Southampton over the next few days. And that's the big news as far as what I'm pulling out from this. Now, we've got contrary reports, of course, that Liverpool are going to be making a final bid for Romeo Lavia. And if the final bid meets the asking price that Southampton have wanted all summer long, then the likelihood is that Romeo Lavia will move. The talk on the terraces and on the grapevine is that Romeo Lavia wants to move to Liverpool Football Club, and why wouldn't you? This is a young lad with bags of potential, huge promise, hopefully a great career ahead of him, who probably doesn't want to be playing Championship football. Nay, certainly doesn't want to be playing Championship football. So, fingers crossed, Liverpool pull the finger out of their bottom and make the bid that we've all thought all summer long that they'd need to make in dealing with Southampton, because, as I mentioned before, they don't have that leverage when it comes to this specific transfer. And Southampton know, because of the Fabinho money, because we were already in for Lavia before we sold Fabinho and Jordan Henderson, that we have the money to be able to pay the full whack. Now, does that mean that later on in the transfer window, if it can get much later, that we won't be able to sign one or two players more because we've overspent? Probably. And that's a bag of worms that are sort of a can of worms, sorry, that I don't sort of want to be getting into right now. But, you know, it is where we are with our ownership and the amount of money that Liverpool can spend on transfers. The market has massively moved on over the last couple of years. And one of the things that I think is quite funny, and I had this sort of thought on the way to work this morning, is that I was thinking about, I was like, bloody hell, FSG like a bargain, don't they? Liverpool Football Club like a bargain. And I just kind of wonder whether if they'd have realised that £100 million for a midfielder because of the Enzo Fernandez deal last season for Chelsea, because of Declan Rice, because of Casado and Brighton wanting £100 million for him, I wonder whether Liverpool would have just thought, you know what, that Jude Bellingham deal might have been good business, the way the market's moved on certainly in the last few months and stuff. But anyway, that was just the thought that I had on the way in this morning.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm going to move on then. Paul Joyce has tweeted, not a lot of words as normal from Paul Joyce. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain has agreed terms on a deal to join Besiktas and now will have a medical in the coming days. We pray for you, Alex. I'm sure the biggest obstacle you're going to have in this one is the medical. I believe that he's turned down a couple of offers from inside England as well, but it looks like he's going to be going over and joining the Sun and Besiktas. Quite an interesting one, really. Obviously, you know, very high-profile wife of Perry from Little Mix and stuff like that. And it does beg the question of, what's she going to do? Surely she'd want to be in and around the London area or England, certainly. It seemed a bit of an odd one, this, to me, but Besiktas obviously wanting to sign Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain this summer has kept himself really fit, if anyone still follows him on the social medias. And yeah, it looks like he's going to be moving on. A player who may not be moving on, actually, is Andre. Obviously, we've been linked with the move for the defensive midfielder, 22 years old now. Rumours earlier on in the summer of a £21.5 million bid from Liverpool. Don't think that was the truth, if I'm being perfectly honest with you. Rumours from ESPN Brazil that the midfielder's future could rest on his side's fate in the Copa Libertadores. They then beat Argentinos Juniors in the round of 16. So now, yeah, it's looking a little bit like this one won't go ahead. They've obviously got their right in the middle of their season. They're now into the quarterfinals, I think it is, of the Copa Libertadores. And so this one might be going cold as well, which is a bit of a nuts one. Surely Liverpool just can't be hanging around there and wondering. Surely Liverpool's transfer strategy couldn't be, let's hope they get beat. It's a bit mad. And I'm going to read from This Is Anfield now. But as they are currently in the middle of their season, now remaining in the Copa Libertadores, the January transfer window now appears the earliest the deal could be struck with the Reds, which the Reds could still look to do. The next stage of the competition will conclude between the 29th and 31st of August, and the Premier League transfer window remains open at that stage because it closes on September the 1st. Though you would hope Liverpool would not be twiddling their thumbs on the off chances Fluminense were locked out. Yes, yes, this is Anfield. That's exactly right, isn't it? I mean, if Liverpool's transfer strategy is let's hope Fluminense get knocked out, it's a pretty ridiculous transfer strategy, isn't it? But we've kind of seen a little bit of that over the last few years. So, yeah, I don't really know what to say about that, but it doesn't seem like that's a good idea to me. Jordan Henderson, I told you we'd get some Jordan news. I don't know why. Oh, well, I do know why. It's a slow news day, to be honest with you, because everybody just seems to be waiting for the Romeo Lavia news. Anyway, he's spoken publicly for the first time since leaving Liverpool after 12 years, was it, in the end? And this is what the former Liverpool captain and former Premier League winning midfielder and Champions League winning midfielder has said. It's exciting times. The project and something different is definitely a reason why I wanted to come here. Over the next few years, I'm sure it will grow and I want to be part of that and try to help it grow. I love football, so I want to try and help it grow all over the world. I know the people in Saudi love football. Hopefully we can continue to grow the league over the next few years. Hopefully I can be a part of that. It's a totally different project and experience, which is why I wanted to come and try something completely different to what I've been used to for the last however many years. It's exciting. I'm just happy to be here and try to get started. And I think the big talking point from what Jordan has said here is actually what he's not said. I expected this to be the line that he would toe when he did eventually speak out, and there was nothing about the things that we think matter and the things that we thought might be the reason for him not to go to Saudi Arabia. But it is very much the line that every footballer says when they move to this country and when they follow the money. It is very much the line that all the golfers said when they went to play left the PGA Tour. It is very much a copy and paste job, and it is quite disappointing to read, to be honest with you, but not wholly unexpected. In fact, not unexpected at all. So, going to move on to some news about a player who's out on loan at the moment, and that is Calvin Ramsey. He's obviously at Preston, isn't he? Preston North End, yeah. And the manager has said, dun, 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 when asked about Calvin Ramsey, is there any news? No, none at all. So the cryptic update from manager Ryan Lowe certainly doesn't suggest that a comeback is imminent, and some have even suggested he could be sent back to Merseyside for his continued treatment. Given Trent's transition to an inverted fullback and starting in midfield this summer, some had expected this could be a big season in red for the former Aberdeen man. Now, though, he's left somewhat in limbo, and after missing out so many games and closing his X/Twitter account, seems seems everything isn't quite right for the defender. So it does sound a bit like he's injured still, which is a bit of an utter one, isn't it? And that is not good for the future of Calvin Ramsey at Liverpool Football Club. We do have something quite interesting, actually, from Virgil van Dijk, who, when speaking about, you know, Liverpool fans' fears heading into this season, he says, yeah, I can definitely understand in some ways, but I'm not a negative person. So obviously it's not in my mind to think like that. But obviously when a lot of players are leaving, when your captain is leaving, your vice-captain is leaving at the moment, there are only two Cummins. And the way we have been playing in possession, really good, but defensively, when you can see goals, it's not as good. So I can understand some people having doubts. But Virgil says, the most important thing we've seen over the years is consistency as a group, everyone in the squad. Let's see if more players are coming in, and then we have to be ready for a long season. It'll be very tough if we look at the teams around us, but we want to be up there again. We want to be challenged again. And the only way to do it is with the consistency we've shown over the previous years, apart from last year, which was very disappointing. We have to be confident. We should be confident, and we should still be learning each and every day. There have been characters leaving, players who've played a big part in the success, but others have to step up. That's a nice challenge, in my opinion. We should be excited. I'm very excited. Let's give it a go. And I love those words from the captain, because I've been one of those guys who's been disappointed with Liverpool's pre-season, and I say disappointed with the pre-season because of the defending. I'm excited to see the team going forwards. It feels like a 13, 14, 16, 17 type of a team at the moment, where it's all on the attack and stuff, and that's good to watch from a fan perspective at times, but it is when you sort the defence out that you're able to win those big titles and stuff, isn't it? So it is going to be an exciting year as a football fan. I think we're going to see a lot of goals this year, and I'm excited to see how Liverpool do go about defending. I'm excited to go see about Liverpool do try and get better each and every single day, just like Virgil said there. But right now I am disappointed with the defending. I'm disappointed with the group of defenders that we've got and defensive midfielders that we've got, because I just not personally don't think we've got a league winning squad right now, and that can change in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Of course it can, but I think it's going to be very, very tough for Liverpool to change that, and I think they're going to spend money that I honestly can't see them spending. So there you go. That has been the Virgil van Dijk news. And finally, today, on this bumper episode of Bite Size, Jamie Carragher just thinks Liverpool have been embarrassing. This is embarrassing for Liverpool. For years now, I've got the deals on quickly with no fuss. If you don't think he's worth 50 million, move on. If you really want him, pay for it. I'm not sure where Liverpool are on him for Casado. Yes, it's a lot of money, but Liverpool got big money from Jordan Henderson and Fabinho. And this is obviously talking about the Romeo Lavia deal. And I think most Liverpool fans echo Jamie Carragher's thoughts here, and that Liverpool just need to get this deal done because the tipping point is well past, and Liverpool need that DM through the door. Anyway, that has been Bite Size. It's been Wednesday, 9th of August. You've been fantastic. I've been Chris Page. And I'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.